hey, guys.
Hold on.
Oh, he just fucked it up. I love a good click because track.
I need to make sure that we're talking in time signature.
Dude,
hello, welcome to the Winner House Gaming Podcast.
My name is Kelly.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, he finally got his name right.
That's
when he was
funny.
Fucking around.
Okay, well, anyway, this is Winner House Gaming 45.
Not even recording.
Nope.
There we go.
Sit
up and yet.
No, I'm not.
You are whoever I say you are.
I think I clipped
and
the
if
mic.
If you weren't, then why would I say you are?
It's like any minute I'm going to be... Oh, yeah, you clipped it real good.
If I started.
Oh, yeah, Eric's here. Everyone boo him.
Hi,
boo.
Eric. Boo. Give us, like, core ratings on this video.
Or I thought you said core ratings.
Core ratings.
Like, post-hardcore ratings.
I want to... I want
core ratings.
Give us core ratings.
Vanna.
We just got our first comment during the podcast.
I can't even fucking believe that.
First comment.
I'm sorry, it was too funny.
What happened?
We did. It was just Eric saying that he sucks, or we suck.
Oh.
It's like, you're part of this, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Fuck that guy.
Idiot.
Guys,
and I'm
always,
admitting
we
that
had
I suck.
What?
Did you want to say something, Eric?
Oh, I just said that you guys suck.
We do suck.
Yeah,
we do.
I got to turn you up a little bit here, bud.
Every fucking time... We want to, like, have somebody remote in, like, from their place, wherever.
God damn
Skype.
It. Is it an endeavor?
It is
Ooh.
The worst thing.
It's a pretty big...
The amount of cable... Do. I want to let everybody know that the amount of cable that you need and the amount of, like, tweaking the system every single time is unreal.
It's preposterous.
It's not great.
This was just... A pain in the ass.
Oh, wait.
I like it.
Wait. We're on
anus in the anus.
We gotta cater to the hip crowd. It's Totes Redonks.
Totes Redonks. I love it.
It's Totes My Goats.
Yeah.
It's Totes My Goat.
Oh,
totes.
My God.
Yeah, whatever floats your goat, buddy.
My goat doesn't float, dude.
What's happening in gaming news, man?
Dude, everything.
Everything?
Literally all everything.
Nothing.
Square Enix is... doing E3 for the first time in 15 years.
Wow.
That's something.
They're like participating in it or they're running it?
They're participating in it. They're going to be there.
E3 brought to you by Square Enix.
They're going
to
be there doing stuff.
So basically,
well, if Square Enix is running it, then they're probably going to cancel it till next year.
What were you saying, Eric?
If Square Enix is running it, they're going to postpone it for at least about 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
So judging from the timetable that I've seen from Square Enix, the next time they participate in it, in 2033, is when they'll have an official release date for Kingdom Hearts 3.
And it'll only be the third trailer, or fifth, for the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yep.
Yep.
Because you know that shit's gonna take fucking forever.
But it's gonna be the old trailer, but dubbed.
It's gonna be the original. No, all it ends up being is like... the Final Fantasy what was that cartoon that came out? Advent Children.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna like take pieces of it and then reverse it to make us think it wasn't, but that's really kind of all it is.
It's gonna have a slightly different like background art.
All
like,
I'm looking for
it's gonna
is
have
just
a more detailed meteor in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll like, just give us the same tech demo they did on the PS3 all those years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I like what they did with the, I don't know if you guys saw the Skyrim, there was like a Skyrim picture going around, and then you have Whiterun, and then like, this is Whiterun, all of a sudden, this is Whiterun with trees, and I'm like, oh my god, that's amazing. No, it's not, please stop.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Just,
but definitely... that stuff is hilarious, like how they keep doing that. Yep. And
you know what, I gotta assume on some level. That is just like they showed that tech demo for the PS3 off at E3 for the Final Fantasy VII remake, and then everyone just like collectively lost their shit.
Yeah,
and then they knew like they already knew that like, we're gonna announce it in like 2015, and so like people keep clamoring about it, and the executives are up in the boardroom, and they're going.
Yeah, look at those. Look at those freaking people. They're dumb.
They actually think they're gonna live to see the release of this game.
Released.
I know, right?
Wow, this seems to be the most popular Final Fantasy of all time. People really want to see it
on the Switch.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. Yeah, that whole thing where let me sleep on it for 40 years. I'm still sleeping on it.
Like, do we really need the money?
I don't need billions of $4. I already have enough solid gold telephones.
Do we want to be successful? I don't know.
Solid gold telephones. That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Like, I hear Konami's really making waves with these pachinko machines. Pachinko. Maybe we should do that.
Fucking pachinko machines. I don't know. I think they're being cocky. I think they're being kind of assholes. Yeah. I'd like some answers. And I've been told that, well, I haven't been told personally, but I mean, the internet tells us that we might see some answers.
Well, evidently, I read something the other day that they took whatever progress was made on it because they were outsourcing development of the Final Fantasy VII Remake to CyberConnect 22, I think is the name of the company that actually developed the Dot Hack games on the PS2.
Oh, really? I thought it was CyberConnect 23.
Maybe it was. Shut up. That's not the point. The point is that like the 4 years of work they had done on the game, when Square Enix like went and looked at it, they're just like, oh, this looks like 2 years of work has been done, and so they pretty much ripped development away from them, and now they're developing it in house.
Right.
So that set them back
What do you guys think of the Walmart E3 leak? That happened. What was it, yesterday?
What, Rage 2?
Yeah, you know that list is false. If Rage 2 is on that fucking list.
Right.
You can tell how I can tell you how many people Rage wanted 2. A Rage sequel.
Yeah.
Nobody.
The amount of people bought the first one. So yeah, nobody.
It's funny because Walmart, I did.
It was awful.
I mean, I wanted it to be great. But it wasn't.
It looked like it was going to be good. It had potential.
Yeah.
Do you guys really want to know what the sequel was to it? Mad Max.
Yeah.
It really was. It's the same fucking game. Yeah.
Basically.
It was overshadowed by the smash hit that was Brink.
Oh, Brink.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I didn't mind it.
I red-boxed it because I wasn't like sure of it, and I'm glad I did.
I never played
Once Brink. I found out that the
I'm glad campaign, I never played
was like online only, and turned me right off.
Well, really? Wait, online only games campaign turned you off?
Yeah.
Everything turned into that, though.
Speaking of good,
it was ahead of its time.
Online only campaign.
Speaking of online only games with campaigns, BioWare has announced that Anthem isn't going to suck. They are telling fans that Anthem isn't going to suck.
The announcement, our own company is going, the game's own company is telling people.
I wish the developers would start announcing when their games are going to suck.
All right, man.
And really funny.
And for the explanation of this, they were just stating that, like, since the game's campaign is online, you can complete it with friends or random people, or you can just do it by yourself. So that's why they were saying the game isn't going to suck. They kind of just left it at that. So
I fucking hate
sounds
everyone.
Like every other fucking game at this point.
Please surprise us, because Mass Effect Andromeda was a little bit of a letdown.
Please, sir. The most
but you
anticipated
still beat it like 8 times.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Mass Effect game, so I gave it its,
here's a very anticipated game. Took you 15 years to complete. What do you think people are going to think? They're going to think it doesn't suck.
Your game that, you know, that you're basically your whole reputation is riding on, and you know, you're kind of expected to let people know that you're still capable of good games after the massive commercial failure that was your biggest game.
Huh?
They're going to like it.
Well, they're gonna think it doesn't.
It's good.
They're gonna think goodly?
Goodly.
Yes.
They might say create, kind things.
They're going to create brand new words for it. That's what it's going to be. Well, let's
preposterous.
Back to the Walmart thing. They say it was like a glitch.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that they're saying that the titles are speculative.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. But you were saying that a couple of them that were going to be in there. The Rage 2 thing. Also, Gears of War 5.
I was just about to
say yeah, that. Yeah, that one was there, too.
Just Cause 4, which I'd be very excited about.
Borderlands 3.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's kind of already, like, on the DL, like, sort of confirmed.
We've known that was in development for a while.
It's going to be on the DLC. Yeah.
And also Assassin's Creed sequel, because they're never going to stop with those.
They right. really are.
The Division 2. Well, that's the last one they did a confirmed. Great job. So yeah, as long as they go in that direction,
we already knew that that was coming anyway.
Right? They already stated that they were making.
I want to see a Assassin's Creed Moon style, like just on the moon.
The only place they haven't gone yet.
Division 2, and then Splinter Cell series.
Holy shit!
Oh, please let that
new idea for a game. Assassin's Creed Jersey City.
Oh, God.
Everyone's going to be wearing khaki shorts and calling each other bros.
My guy.
My guy.
Snooki's going to show up.
Your assassin's robe is literally just a hoodie.
The secret ancient Timberlands.
I got to find my cannoli.
You gotta find Jimmy Hoffa or some shit.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can dig it.
That'd be funny. Anyway, so good job, Walmart. City. Good job, Walmart. You suck.
Tell you what, I'd like to bring back Prince of Persia. That's what I want.
What about Fresh Prince of Persia? In Mesopotamia, born and raised in the dungeons where I spent most of my days.
I just can't even on that.
Shit.
He's good at just pulling this random shit out of his ass.
Some kind of huge. Okay, are we done with that part?
Yeah.
I don't know how to segue from that.
You don't.
Yep.
In West Mesopotamia. That's funny. All right.
You're welcome for that.
I'm actually really excited about this thing I wanted to talk about today.
What is it?
Microsoft. There's a console war, but I think that every time we think that PlayStation is just going to fucking blow it out of the water, which they usually do, Xbox, Microsoft, they come and they do something fucking special. They really do. First, the backwards compatibility, which is massive. Okay?
Yeah.
Then blah, 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 blah. And now...
And now...
That's pretty fucking special, you're right.
Game gifting on Xbox
Doesn't
One.
Give me any more elaboration.
Really? Okay, so before that was only allowed on PC and Steam. Game gifting. So if you go on to buy a game, if anybody's never used Steam, please
you
do it.
You can do that on the PlayStation Network.
You can?
Yeah.
Maybe it's set up differently.
You can
then.
Do that on the PlayStation Store, because when you go to buy a game, you can say, I'm purchasing it for myself, or I'm purchasing it as a gift.
Wicked special, bub.
You know what?
I'll have to look into that, because this is maybe it's set up differently, or maybe what they're doing here is game gifting, making it giftable is awesome. I think that's really cool. They should allow that. Why the fuck wouldn't they? I mean, if you want to push out GameStop, which sounds like that's what the fuck they're doing, that's how you're gonna do it.
Wait, can you do that with games that you already own?
No.
Oh.
No.
That would be cool.
That would be very cool. I don't want this game anymore. Here you go. You can take it.
That's kind of what license.
How's it going? I am Wicked Special, if that's what you're referring to, and I apologize. but that, they're bridging the gap between, Microsoft obviously own, Windows 10, all that stuff. Bridging the gap between consoles and PCs. like way faster than PlayStation is. I would love a really awesome PlayStation app, like Xbox app on Windows 10.
Yeah,
I would love it.
The way that I look at PlayStation and Sony in general is that they're just kind of like these stubborn elite, you know, club members. They're like, we're awesome.
We call them assholes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I get that.
They are awesome, but yeah, at the same time, there's awesome. Room to grow.
They're very awesome.
There's room to grow.
Man, it's all four of us.
Yeah, we all love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine, I won't mention names, he just got an Xbox One X.
Ew.
So he actually, he used to be a PlayStation guy.
He's actually never
so now he's again. All of a sudden all into Xbox and thinks it's like God, and I'm like, that's not the case.
He's never had a PS4 Pro.
He won't get one either. He said he's done with PlayStation, wow. Which is crazy because everything about Xbox is wrong.
I really,
I guess he's getting tired of good games.
Shut the fuck up, Eric. I'm talking.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
I had a Facebook friend. Keyword being had, Facebook friend of mine. And I won't say his name because honestly, I don't remember it anymore.
Does it rhyme with Schmerick?
Because he's dead to me. and he's just like, oh, I'm thinking about getting a PlayStation 4 or a Switch. Everyone, helped convince me to want to get, what to buy. And then I'm like, Ratchet & Clank, The Last of Us, God of War, Infamous, and, all the exclusives. And then they're just like, yeah, I don't really give a shit about any of those games. I think those are all terrible games. And someone's just like, oh, get Bomberman. And she's like, oh, I really like Bomberman. And I'm just like, what the fuck kind of gamer is this, dude?
Deleted.
What the hell?
Delete.
Wow, that is weird.
I'm like, so have you ever actually played a video game?
Yeah.
Like, or that's, are you just that's like, one of those moments are you confusing where you that like... for like Microsoft Excel on your computer?
That's one of those moments where you just sit in shock and you're just like,
yeah, he would be just as happy with that fucking, was it that minor game on fucking Windows 98?
Mischief Makers, oh. Yes.
The minor game?
I don't even remember what the fuck the game's called.
That sounds like a completely different game.
They should put that in the Switch.
Yep. The minor game. They call me Puddin' Pop.
So Sony won't be holding a traditional press conference at E3. I think what they're going to do, well, it's speculation that they're going to take the four games that are kind of big right now.
They're flagship games for this year. They're
all flagships. Death Stranding. Last of Us 2.
What's that? No, I thought it was a new medieval game, maybe. I thought they were coming out with a new medieval game.
My computer just crashed. Anyway, cool. But I think it's cool because sometimes they only give us a small amount, but I hope they give us more to work with.
So there's Spider-Man, is their big one of their big flagships for this year.
Yes, it really is.
And then there's The Last of Us 2, and then
I would actually like to get Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm going
I'm definitely getting Spider-Man. Great. Yeah.
I want to swing from buildings.
Right. And you get the whole all of New York City to
love Spider-Man.
Export. So
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Spider.
And after playing Sunset Overdrive, I'm convinced that Insomniac is really going to be able to pull off like the mobility of Spider-Man.
Wait, did you like that?
Yeah, I love Sunset Overdrive. It was great.
I just have a question for you about that. I have no idea what the fuck it was ever about or what.
Why? Like... Why do you like it?
Why?
I don't know
because
if
it's a good game because I'm an idiot.
Curious as to why
I'm,
he likes
I'm
it.
Very curious. It was, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't smart enough for it.
Probably.
Do you own it?
Yeah. Huh. I do own it on Xbox.
Well,
that's the only system it's on.
Exclusive, then yeah.
You got me. I'm an idiot.
I got it from my Atari Jaguar.
I didn't really particularly care.
If you must know,
I didn't. I just didn't particularly care for it. Yeah. I don't know.
Eric, give teach their own. I mean, from a gameplay standpoint, I thought that the gameplay was all right. I like the traversal and stuff like that. I mainly liked it for the world itself and the humor and everything. It was a very witty game.
Good.
It was very self-aware and
I love self-aware. Funny.
I'm gonna have to disagree with that comment.
Okay.
I haven't played the game, so I don't give a shit.
Hey, here's an exciting announcement that Sony made. They confirmed, 100% confirmed, that they're not showing the PS5 at E3.
That's not super exciting. I'm not.
I know it's not.
I would really like.
When do you guys?
I'm not ready for that. That's a huge financial burden that I have to take on.
I just got a PS4, man. I don't want to see anything about a PS5 for like at least 2 years.
I just inherited my PS4 Pro. I want to enjoy this for at least a year and a half.
I want it right now. No. Okay.
Well, they're not going to be releasing a PS5 until at least probably 2020 or maybe late 2019.
Business analyst.
I am a business analyst. Feeling? That's right.
Yeah, Eric is just like
NASDAQ and these Dow things. Jones. He knows. Dow Jones, Bloomberg.
Wall Street Journal. Yeah.
Wall Street Journal. Yep.
Buy low, sell high. Stock.
Stock.
He is actually a major Sony stock shareholder.
Wait, have you seen that movie, The Goods?
The goods. That hard,
just, so hard. Is that on Pornhub?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. You just said.
I haven't, by the way.
When you just said that, it reminded me of that. You should watch that. Oh,
my fucking God. Wait, no, I think I have seen that movie. That's Rob Riggle in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that part where he's just like Transformers. Yeah, it's great.
It's good
anyway,
stuff.
Video games.
Video game.
I think I made a mess of something over here.
What the fuck are you doing? Question.
Here's a question for you guys. What would you like to see?
Yeah?
What would you like to see in Every now and then you guys' audio cuts out, so I can't tell if you guys are still talking or not, and I didn't want to talk over you. But what would you like to see in the next generation of systems? Because I feel like we're probably going to see the PS5 maybe at PSX this year or E3 of next year. Virtual so, like, boobs. Personally, I'd like to see like backwards compatibility for the PS4 on the PS5. I don't see why they shouldn't be able to.
I completely agree with that.
They're not going to do it.
No. And I'll give you, Sony stubborn. I'll give you one simple reason.
Yeah.
Because Sony loves money.
Yes. They love
and if they can keep that you, giving you a reason to have to buy a PS4, then they'll do it.
Wait,
all
what
day.
Was that? What I was mean. That, Eric?
If they love money that much, why aren't there more PS2 classics on the PS4 store? Because that is the most anemic fucking like section of the PS4 store.
Probably.
You know
because
what? How
they
about
would
this,
to...
Eric? I will fight you in the mouth.
No, listen.
That can mean
probably they things. Would have to renegotiate contracts with the developers themselves, and the developers themselves would probably want more money than Sony likes to give out.
Right, but I mean they have a bunch of exclusives and stuff that I'm sure they still own the rights to.
It's true, but I mean
business.
It's what a couple days ago they stopped running any servers or anything for PlayStation 2. They stopped supporting anything on that at all.
God, I was just about to start playing Champions of Norrath. Fuck!
No! And what kind of online capabilities would you have to stop using on PlayStation 2?
I don't know,
anything?
Man. You know what the only game that I've really ever played on PS2 is Final Fantasy XI.
So
cool. That was so awesome. I felt so cool buying a network adapter for that game. It was like the tit.
I remember getting a splitter for Halo. I thought that was great. And then we realized you didn't have to buy the Microsoft one. You could just purchase an actual hub from like Best Buy and be fine. But anyway, I have honestly, I don't know what the fuck else there is. Stop making video game systems and just give us like keep giving us awesome games.
Yeah.
What the fuck is That's else true. Is there? What else is there?
And I think
4K, with, like everything.
Yeah.
I don't care. I think 1K, I just don't care.
Honestly, they're starting to show up the 8K TVs.
That's ridiculous.
That's not even sarcasm. This actually.
No, 8K. I know. I know. I've started saying that stuff too.
7L.
Who gives a fuck?
That's the thing. I don't. I really don't give a fuck.
I don't even own a 4K TV
4K,
at this point.
4K gameplay? It looks great.
Yeah, I could take
it or
leave it.
I don't care.
You're not going to stream
finished,
it.
Give me a completely finished game.
The thing about it is, too, yeah, is like
at launch,
as streamers, yeah, which we all stream quite a bit, and that's how we play our game sometimes, we're not going to stream 4K. We physically can't.
No. Then how are we going to be the biggest Twitch guys ever?
Well, I guess fuck us then.
I actually just found out that my favorite Twitch people that I watch smoke tons of weed. Huh? I had no idea.
What happened?
They smoke tons of weed. The ones, yeah, the big ones I watch. I actually felt kind of sad about that.
That's like the one of the yeah, two things that I like found out as that literally everybody fucking smokes weed and that cheese and hell.
Fuck it. <yeah. laughs>
Well, you have learned so hard little, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, literally everybody just does drugs.
Patience is right. 4K is overrated. Yeah, like right,
it is. The yeah, difference between 1080p to 4K is so minimal that, I mean, why 8K? Why? I don't understand the point.
The human eye can't.
So, so vivid.
Can't even I'm not gonna, notice the I'm, difference.
Hold on, Eric. Hold on. I'm going to disagree. Because the jump from. Okay, the jump from 720 to 1080 is kind of relatively small,
right?
But the jump from 1080 to 4K is
Xbox
massive.
Xbox 360 games is still.
I know it's technically massive, and it is a noticeable
as massive.
No, four no, times. I understand. I understand that it's four times. I understand that that's a big jump from a technical standpoint.
Eric,
when you're looking at it, when you're looking at a screen, unless it's a really, really big fucking screen, which I mean, you know, I just got a 55-inch 4K TV a few months back.
Rub it in. And
it's great.
We got a 65-inch 4K TV but, over here, buddy.
Oh, well, that's because you guys are rolling in all whatever, that Winterhouse money.
I knew that. Yeah. No.
But I'm just saying. all I'm saying is that the difference, it's going to get smaller and smaller as tech goes up. And 4K, while it is noticeably more vivid than 1080p,
Yeah, YouTube money. Yeah, right, patience. Yeah. If you want to make tons of donations, please, by all means, yeah, I need help.
We're going to push you to work. We're going to start too, our own Winterhouse cam show featuring
yeah, patience. I was just going to say. Oh, my God. That's funny. But anyway, it's. And I think it has to do, like, as far as the resolution goes, to me, it has to do with the size of the TV you're definitely using.
Yeah,
I'm not streaming or even playing games. I don't think any normal streamer actually does on a 60-inch TV.
No.
They don't.
It's cumbersome. And you know what else?
They use these little, you know,
monitors like
2732s.
Yeah, you know what else? I'm going to add on to that.
And they don't actually, they don't even, like, make 4K TVs under 40-inch anyway.
No.
You know,
because it's a pixel dispersion ratio and all the technical jargon and, you know, 18 phalanges and banana hammock mantis toboggan.
Okay.
Mantis toboggan.
Seems legit.
It's always funny.
Mantis toboggan, MD.
I actually never really cared for that show.
Yeah, I didn't.
I apologize.
I did care for Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, my God. Can we rage for a minute?
Oh,
serious.
As a show that I've never seen, I am outraged.
You never saw it?
I've never seen it.
You it's need amazing, to watch it.
But I really so want to.
You would actually rage if you saw it. Because
I know.
It's so fucking
it's,
good.
It's actually.
Hulu might be picking it up.
Hulu's picking it up?
They might be picking it up. Well, it's rumored it up at the moment.
Oh, way to give us.
I mean, they've already picked up a couple of Fox shows before.
Because I've never seen this show, and I probably wouldn't care about it.
Yeah, do you like
I don't
comedies?
Know how to do it.
It's
do you like
it's so good. Do you like to laugh?
Really?
Do you like to human at all?
I mean, I do, you, but I'm very...
Well, then you'll
I
like,
honestly find that surprising that you don't like comedies.
What do you watch?
That your whole life
like, what do
joke.
You watch?
Dude, you have no clue how much of a joke my life is.
Have you seen me?
Dude, I laugh enough of myself.
That's comedy gold. I need to delve into that brain of yours.
I just like story. I don't. The reason that I don't,
so don't
watch
like
comedies,
comedy, and
some of it's just too cheesy for me. like too forced.
Cheesy.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the comedy in that comes natural.
I learned that today.
What was it?
Cheese is expensive.
Not to listen to Tony when he's done things.
I watch a lot of comedies. Like, a lot. Yeah. Last Man on Earth, I'm fucking right into that shit.
I don't watch a lot of shows, so when I watch shows, I prefer them to have really, really good story and narrative.
According to Patience, that's just anything Vikings and Game of Thrones.
Champagne-infused cheese.
And some anime.
I need this in my life.
He's calling you out right now, dude.
I gotta tell you, I love a good comedy. Honestly, I was really surprised that that everyone enjoyed Psych as much as you did. That's my
smart comedy.
One of my favorite comedies. Futurama. Need I say more? You know.
She liked that one?
She actually hates Futurama, but I think she associates it with her ex. And that's why she doesn't like it, because her ex watched a lot of it.
Oh, okay.
And he was a piece of shit. So now it's like a whole PTSD thing or whatever.
Pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I get shit, that. Man.
I can't watch How I Met Your Mother anymore because A, that reminds me of my ex, and B, that show's garbage. So
I liked it.
I think the last couple seasons ruined the whole
thing. But I also like Will and Grace.
Will and Grace is awesome.
I'm trying to finish the all of it. I'm almost done. Dude, I've been watching it for months, trying to go from the beginning. I just
saw Macaulay Culkin on there earlier.
Yep.
That really shows how old that show is.
I know. It was so weird.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know. I like comedies. Yeah. I don't like that drama shit. I don't like... If I'm going to watch a drama, it's going to be anime.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's just weird, but, you know. And I like stupid comedy.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously stupid comedy.
But Brooklyn Nine-Nine is actually on our list of, like, shows to watch next. Because we're so watching good. Gilmore Girls right now.
Perfect.
Yes. I love that show. Holy shit. I love that show.
Oh, my God.
I keep waiting for them to, like, make out. I know they're never going to, and I've seen the series like three times before, but I keep a little small part of me keeps on hoping that they just start making out.
I'm not gonna lie, I fucking hate that show.
Yeah?
Yep.
Most guys do.
The way that the mother and the daughter do that back and forth bickering thing infuriates me.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people...
And then they have a new show called Parenthood, maybe?
I don't know.
Parenthood? Parent something. Anyway, that woman is in a newer show. Lauren not even Graham. New anymore. It's probably forever ago.
With the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Parenthood, I think, and it's absolutely horrible too.
Yeah.
But I can tolerate it a little bit better because I like everybody else that's in it.
Yep.
But the way that they go back and forth just makes me so fucking angry.
You know what show everyone loves? I guess we're on TV now, so you know.
Yeah. Surprise. And Pornhub.
Yep.
Pornhub.
Well, we got that out of the way.
The secrets of the fucking universe, but black holes. Usually I go to Pornhub to look for another type of black hole.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. That was funny. That was really funny.
That was actually
anyway, you know what show everyone loves? And I just, like, I watched, like, the first half, like, half of the first season. Like, you know, Supernatural. I just don't give a shit about it. Can't do it.
Don't give a shit.
The only thing I liked about it, besides the Supernatural part, was the interaction between the brothers. Like, it just reminded me of my brother and I.
Yeah.
That interaction. But I never, I only watched it when it was randomly on TV and maybe a small action thing was happening.
Everyone.
But other than that, I was like, cool car.
Everyone says that I have to get past the first season because, like, I guess from the second
people
season
say
on,
that.
It's more of a comedy.
People say that about it's every show funny. They like.
Though. No, yeah, right. The reality of people saying that is after you get past the first season, you feel like you should watch the rest of it because
you're just
so
obligated
hard.
At that point. Like
the first season,
right now, this is a relationship.
The first season tried to, like, take itself too seriously, and after the first season and, like, onward, it's more of like a kind of like poking fun at itself,
right?
Which I love. I mean, like, one of my favorite series of all time, X-Files. You know, and you know, if you've seen X-Files, you know, like, you know, conspiracies and aliens and Bigfoot and. Like a Bigfoot dick or whatever.
Patience would like to know if we saw the Supernatural and Scooby-Doo collab episode.
Yeah, we totally saw that. Even though we just finished telling you that we
Why
never
the
watched
fuck
it.
Would I watch that?
Yeah.
I saw just... that fucker four times.
Oh, wait, my God.
Speaking of that shit.
Well,
What about that show Grimm? Have you seen that?
No.
Fantastic.
Yeah, what about
you should watch that.
What about that show with the girl from House that was about fairy tales?
Happily Ever After or something like that?
No, it's like Once Upon a Time or something.
Carrie watches that.
Yeah, and I my wife likes hate it.
That
yeah.
God,
can't
God,
do I hate it. I
can't do
why
it.
Why are we?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much how I
but
feel.
But she watches Bones too, and I can't stand Bones because I can't stand that actress.
Up to like season 3 of that fucking show.
I watched all of Bones with my wife, and it was okay.
Wow, you're like
gonna tell you,
I'm different down there.
It's just different. Florida life is just weird.
Dude,
I don't
Florida
like it.
People are weird down there, and he fits.
Yeah, we're
Florida,
the
man.
Dude, Eric fits right in down there.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you something about Bones, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, I watched Bones until I got to the part where the two characters like hooked up, and then I feel like I had been robbed of like 30 hours of my life because they just like they just fucked off with it, and they were just like, oh yeah, they hooked up and now she has a kid, and like they, you know, there was no payoff
like they do
to
stuff.
The tension, like and I just it still makes me mad. I
get
it
that.
Keeps me up.
I
felt mixed about it because it's like, you know, they were stringing it on for so long. It's like 5 seasons or something of like, you know, just this tension. It's like, just fucking get it on already, and then they finally do, and you're like, eh, I liked it better when they weren't together.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that does happen, but
you didn't even get to see no titties. Like,
no titties.
Like the little Asian
artist. Girl?
Yeah. The artist, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I've never looked up
ZZ Top. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
For her. Her dad was like fucking Billy Gibbons or something. Yeah.
Yep.
I always have a really bad habit of watching up to a certain point where something happens and then never watching a show ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the same way, Game of Thrones, when What's His Face died, that little fucking
Joffrey. Oh, yeah. I was looking for out of the show.
When people get together in shows
Joffrey
I watch
dies?
When people get together in shows I watch everything leading up to that. The second they're together, I'm good. I'm out.
Yep.
Although, speaking of which, Dave, you also watch Lucifer, correct?
I fucking love Lucifer, and I hope they never get together.
How does it feel to suck them?
Well, I'm just going to leave it at that then. I take it you have to watch the recent episode.
Wait, do you like that show?
I've been watching it since season 1. It's great. I fucking love it.
I love it. If they ever get together, I'm done. I'm out.
I gotta tell you, I just finished The Punisher on Netflix, and I loved it. I loved that show. I thought it was great. I'm a Punisher fan anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna.
Well, that guy's a good actor in that.
I'm gonna.
Like, he does a really good job.
The 2007 film just didn't happen. The Ray Stevenson one.
I never watched that, so I'm good. I'm
the
in
one
clear.
With Thomas Jane, amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that this guy, John Bernthal, is the second best Frank Castle / Punisher that they've had. But if you watch The Walking Dead, Eric, did you watch The Walking Dead? Oh, yeah, you did. You and your wife did. Okay.
I very regularly watched it up until, like, not the most recent season, but the season before, and then I just kind of stopped.
Up until season showed up, and then he just kind of fucked off with it.
What I did was I watched up until the girl disappeared in the woods, the little girl.
Yeah.
Which is like the first season.
No, it's the second season.
Or second season.
Second.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care if she comes back, and never watched it again.
No, nobody gives a shit if she comes back, but you should definitely watch after.
I didn't get, no, I'm good.
good. See, some people can't do zombies.
You can just fast forward through season 2.
They really should call it, instead of The Walking Dead, they should really call it people arguing and then sometimes there's zombies.
And sometimes there's extreme violence. Here's the thing with The Walking Dead. The acting, some of them could act and the other ones couldn't. And the ones that couldn't infuriated me enough. So I was like, I can't watch this.
I could see that.
I thought it was absolute garbage. And I think all the zombies like put a whitewash over people's face to think that it was good, and it was not good.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Give us another 28 days later, and I'd be fine.
They did. It's called 28 weeks later.
No, I know they did, but like, keep going with that. I would be fine with that. 28 years later, don't care.
And I gotta tell you, I started after
28 decades
after the
later.
Punisher, which after like the only reason I brought up The Walking Dead was because like if you saw like Shane and like how he like reacted, I'm just like, well, this guy would make a great fucking like Frank Castle Punisher.
Shane was the Punisher guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm like, after watching him in The Walking Dead, I'm like, this guy would be great. And then they tapped in, and I'm just like, holy shit.
I felt like I was so mad at him for like messing around with the guy's wife.
Yeah.
That I just didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you do get some vindication.
Why do you
get
Why do you gotta do a bro like that?
Yeah. Why are you gonna? You know? Why are you
gonna totally not bro. Like
and then the boy.
Although I hate, I
the
hate
boy, Coral.
I hated her.
Coral.
Coral.
He was such a bad actor.
Coral.
Oh. He was a horrible Carl? Character. Horrible
oh,
character.
Oh, you got some. I got some good news for you later.
He dies, right? Yeah. Perfect. I'm happy about that.
And you know what? I didn't even watch the show to find that out. There were just so many memes of it. I don't even give a shit about the like spoilers of that show anymore. I just don't care.
Right.
I kind of got rid of all pretense. But yeah, that was the only reason I mentioned him in The Walking Dead. I started watching The Defenders.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty good so far.
Yeah,
like,
it's not bad.
It's I'm trying to ignore the fact that Iron Fist is in it because I hate him so much.
There's another one where I watched it up until he decided that he wanted to take over his
country.
It's the very Chris? First, yeah.
It's oh
the very
yeah,
first
yeah.
Couple parts.
Oh man, talking about he white to... male privilege.
Yeah, he
holy
decided he
crap.
He went from like a super humble person to a fucking piece of shit that wanted to take over his company.
Yeah,
and I was like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm Danny Rand, and even though I've been in a like a monastery in China for 20 years and came back and like everyone, you know, you guys are running my family's business, and even though you worked hard for it, and I have no business acumen whatsoever, I want it. Give it to me now because it's mine.
But that chick was hot, though, right?
Yeah, she was. She was hot AM.
That chick was hot.
But it's, you know, I just watch up until a certain point, and I'm just like, okay,
just
you lost
it.
Me.
I just watch it for Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I thought those were the two.
I
best want to characters.
See Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
Because like, she just doesn't give a fuck, dude. She doesn't care.
Do you watch the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing too?
Oh my God. I tried.
I tried.
The first episode, I just didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It felt like like the guy that plays Agent Coulson. I felt like he was trying to be too funny and to like capitalize on what made him really good in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
I felt he was like trying to do that too much,
right?
And B, it just felt like an AB. It felt too much like an ABC
like
show.
Like if he does it,
like superheroes meets fucking Grey's Anatomy. I love superheroes. Fucking love Grey's Anatomy, but I don't want them intermingling and fucking having Grey's. You know,
like Coulson makes such a good. He makes such a good support character, like in the movies. But in the show, putting him like almost in a Nick Fury kind of like, you know, lead position, it was just, I don't know, it didn't work for me. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Dave, I haven't seen you in like,
it's been a little while. We've been, there's been things.
There's been, it's really just work stuff. Like, by the time I even get home and you're already in bed and you leave like stupid early in the morning.
I do.
But anyway, we haven't had a chance to dialogue about Avengers. And the movie's been out for 2 fucking weeks, people. Guess what? If you haven't seen it,
okay.
And you don't want to hear shit, then stop listening.
Eric, you've seen it, right?
No. I've already had it spoiled for me though, so it's whatever. Talk about it and I don't care.
Anyway.
I don't care at this point.
How?
Okay, wait. Spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
We're going to start talking about Infinity War.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, 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 bop.
If you don't want to hear this, get out. We're giving you 4 seconds of silent.
Okay.
Okay. I heard the
everybody
door.
Yep.
Holy fuck. How did you feel, dude?
First of all, I thought 2 people were going to die.
Yeah.
The 2 people... Sorry, Eric. You're going to fucking love all this. Yeah, are you going to go see it anytime?
I mean, I'm like 4 or 5 movies behind in MCU right now. Yeah. I was following it very closely for a while, but then I just kind of got sidetracked. I think the next one I have to see is Civil War.
Yeah,
so I'm so far behind at this point.
Okay, so fuck it then. Yeah, I'm going to let you know that Captain America Civil War is really just Avengers 2.5.
Yes, absolutely.
Iron Man's actually in it more than Captain America.
Yeah, so and it's actually hilarious that he wasn't in it more. And he was almost like way more of a main character.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, the reason, I think the only reason that Civil War even existed in the first place was to bring Spider-Man and Ant-Man into the fold.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That, like, they found it, like, if they had to find a way to kind of, like, get them involved. Mm-hmm. Or make us like make them care about what
I love the I love the new Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, I love him. So amazing. He's awesome. Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would have his spider babies. Yeah.
But for real. I gotta tell you, man, like it was just so heavy in that theater when like you think you're gonna have the big Hollywood ending, mm-hmm. right? And he just jabbed the axe right into Thanos, and then
you're like,
just,
it's over.
And you know, like, he looks right at him and says,
"You should have got the head."
Yeah.
He just should have went for the head.
And then he snapped, and he's like, "Oh shit!" He just did it.
Yep.
He did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
A couple weird things. When I went into it, I really thought that Iron Man and Thor were going to be the ones to die. Yep. The reason I thought that is because they've had their movies, they've had their spotlight, and I thought it would have been okay if they were kind of washed aside.
Yep.
I think, I mean, they're great characters. I love them. But I think it was just time to give other people, like, you know, Black Panther, a few other ones more spotlight. So they have a few movies and just start killing people off.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to expect at the end of it. I really didn't. And I'm usually really good at being like, okay, this is so predictable. I know what's going to happen. I had absolutely no fucking idea that Thanos was actually going to succeed. Yep. And I had no idea which ones were actually going to go and which ones weren't.
Yep.
It would have been fucked up if Thanos actually disappeared and he didn't know that he was going to.
Right.
Who knows? Snap his fingers and all of a sudden we don't know who's gonna fucking die.
Exactly.
I am not gonna lie, the biggest part that cheered me up the most, and it wasn't the ending, it was the beginning, and it wasn't even what's his face dying.
Oh,
it was the second that Hulk went in as his human self.
Yeah.
Looked at Iron Man and fucking hugged him.
Yep.
I was like, I almost lost it. I'm like, oh my god. Just,
yeah, I mean, I don't think
that's big. When the Hulk is scared, you have a problem.
Yep.
And it set the whole entire fucking movie. It made you tense.
Yeah.
Because the Hulk. The tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the Hulk is scared, what the fuck?
Loki goes, we have a Hulk. He used the same thing that they fucking used on him.
Yep.
We have a Hulk. I have an army. We have a Hulk.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden the Hulk gets his fucking ass handed to
beat.
Him.
Yeah.
And then he gets fucking Hulk shy. The whole fucking movie.
Hulk shy, yeah. That's great. It
turns into the incredible
coin that term.
It's like when you're getting fucking, you know, toilet shy in public, you know, you're trying to go and you can't, and that's what was happening. And it was powerful. It was so fucking powerful.
I don't think I felt like I've told Kelly this. I'm pretty sure I don't think I felt a weight of a movie. That I don't think I've felt such weight since probably Logan, you know.
Yeah.
And considering they're both Marvel, you know, movies, and it kind of speaks volume to the care and the passion that they put in, like, to crafting their movies, and they really care about what they do when they, like, you know, when you have a reaction like that, and you know, I'm a huge Marvel fanboy anyway, you know. Yep. The only reason I haven't seen all the movies is, like Eric said, I just haven't had time, you know. Right. So the only ones I haven't seen are the third Thor movie. So I had no context.
Ragnarok?
I had no context into what was happening. And I heard that leads directly into it.
Kind of.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Okay, maybe I'm full of shit. I don't know.
No.
And then also, I haven't seen Black Panther.
You gotta watch Black Panther. I'm surprised you should have watched it before you watched this.
Yeah. I felt like Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther were two movies that you really need to have watched.
Black Panther was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. That's good. I really enjoyed it.
I had
it.
No idea why they had spears that shot lasers. And I'm like, wait. What?
Well, their place is just so technologically advanced.
Right.
Beyond anything that humans have ever seen.
Yeah.
And they hide it, is what they did.
Okay.
But that's, you know. Anyway, it was fantastic, and it was action almost nonstop. And even the parts that were supposed to be like super romantic and like, oh, Look at these two little lovebirds and the fucking little Olsen and
Vision.
Vision.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he gets a fucking staff to the side of his head. Yep. You know?
He just
I love you. We need to be together forever. Boom, right upside his fucking head. You know?
You know what the funny thing is though? Like at the end, it's not really funny. I mean it's super sad. But like you get so like enveloped in like what's actually happening. It's like, oh, he shattered the thing. That's so great. And then Thanos was like, no. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot he could do that.
Yep.
Damn it. So
it was cool when he was when they went I was sad when what's her face died.
Oh.
When he had to throw her off the fucking cliff.
Oh yeah. I was more sad when Star-Lord found out what happened. And everyone was like, I can't believe fucking Star-Lord did that. And I'm like, considering his path, it's a completely normal reaction for him to have.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to stop shitting on what Star-Lord did.
Yeah.
And just accept that given all the people that he's lost over his entire life.
Yeah.
Like, he lost the love of his life.
Yeah.
You know, like.
A couple times.
Yeah, a couple times.
And his father.
Yep. And his mother.
And his mother.
And his father figure.
Yeah.
Like, then you realize, God damn, he had it rough.
And Groot had such a small part. A very, very small part. But it was Teen Groot anyway.
That was funny. Did you read the little spoiler of what that last I Am Groot meant?
No.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Is that it's actually in the script. Is that the last I Am Groot before he disappears, when him looking at Rocket Raccoon, and it meant dad. And you're like, the fuck?
And who is he talking to?
Rocket Raccoon.
So he thinks Rocket Raccoon's his dad?
He feels like, I mean, I guess he views him as such.
Well, that would be because when Groot died, Big Groot died.
Right.
He was the first one to pick up the little
sprout. So that kind of makes it even for me somehow.
Yeah.
Is that, and I don't know if you heard about the part that was Dave Bautista, improvised line.
No.
Is that, you know, the part where he's like, oh, you know, where's Gamora? I'll do you one better. Who's Gamora? And then Drax is like, why is Gamora? That was completely improv.
That's funny.
Completely. And the whole Spider-Man thing at the end, like, that was completely improvised. And I'm like, that makes me love this film even more. Like,
yeah, improvisations are awesome.
Best part are improv. Anyway, Kelly, what'd you think? I haven't heard from you in like 15 minutes now.
Thought it was really good. It definitely was. It was something like.
That was some shit.
It was a movie.
As far as like the biggest weight that you could have at the end of a movie, and as far as like the protagonists having the worst ending to a movie that you could probably possibly have in a movie, and the villain having the best outcome for themselves. Like, he literally did everything. Thanos did everything that he said he was going to do without like any fault.
And yeah, resolve. He didn't even really have like that much difficulty doing it either.
He had no fault in his resolve. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like the whole throwing what's her face off the cliff.
Yeah.
Like that was a little challenging for him, but eventually he was like, all right, I'm just gonna do it.
And yep.
Can we talk about Peter Dinklage for a minute?
Oh yeah. And they made him a giant.
What? Like, they made Peter Dinklage, you obviously know who that is. They made Peter Dinklage a fucking giant, and it was awkward.
That's hilarious.
It was so fucking weird.
It was. I thought it was hilarious when I first saw it.
I'm just like, oh my god, it's fucking funny. It's still weird.
Dinklebot, Dinklebot from fucking
Death. That wizard came from the moon.
And when he goes, you're gonna have the power of the star directly into your body. And I'm like, he's a god. He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, obviously, he comes out at the end.
Like, did you expect anything less?
But I knew when Groot did the. When Groot put the sword together with his arm and cut his arm.
Yeah. Do you guys realize that Peter Dinklage is a completely different person than who you guys are talking about? You guys are talking about the dwarf.
The giant.
The dwarf in Game of Thrones is not Peter Dinklage. He's Littlefinger.
I think you're so confused.
No, right Peter now. Dinklage. No, that Peter Dinklage is Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister is Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, because he also voiced the Ghost in the first Destiny game.
Yeah,
and then they replaced him with
Let me show you, buddy. It's okay.
Nolan North.
Yeah, Nolan. Why don't I keep saying Trevor? Why don't I keep thinking Trevor Noah?
Oh my god, that'd be awesome. This is Peter Dinklage right here.
Yeah,
you
are
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more time. No, I'm kidding. I'm
fuck you. I'm kidding. Fuck you.
I did that to Carrie yesterday.
Let's talk about that post-credit scene.
Yeah, though. You're right. And I'm like,
all
right.
I guess I'm just done talking.
No.
Credit scene.
Oh yes. Anybody watch Shield? You would kind of know what was going on there, and yeah. The end of Civil War.
Yeah.
Because they're actually driving. What is that? The end of Civil War. Almost towards the end of Civil War, they're actually driving in a truck together.
Yeah.
Like, what do they call him in the Fury?
Yeah, Nick Fury.
And Maria.
Yeah.
They were driving together, and then all of a sudden, at the end, you see them together, and then all, you know, everything's disappearing. And the symbol, I thought the symbol was something different, but it's just the shield symbol, because they're all in hiding at that point.
Oh, yo, you know who they're summoning?
Who?
Is Captain Marvel.
That's her. Yeah. And she's like, no, that's just the shield symbol.
No, it's absolutely not.
Yeah, I was like, Captain Marvel. The internet's Marvel's
going crazy.
Right.
She is literally like the strongest like superhero of the MCU by far.
Right.
And the movie's taking place in the 90s, and then something's going to happen, and she goes into hiding, and then that's them summoning her back.
Right.
Like, hey, some shit going down. Please come help us.
We need you.
So.
It would be great to see. Well, I think we're going to Captain Marvel. We're going to.
Brie Larson's out though, right, Kelly?
Who?
The girl they're getting to play Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Did you ever see Scott Pilgrim? No.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. It's this girl right here.
Brie Larson. I think she's.
Hold up your laptop so I can see it too.
You have a phone. Look her up yourself.
Yeah. Look up your phone.
I have the Twitch stream up on my phone.
Well, stop. No one's talking.
So she's resistance to most toxins and poisons, superhuman strength, endurance, stamina, flight, physical durability.
Marvel Superman.
See, Patience is talking. Hi, Patience.
He does that.
That's why the Twitch stream is up.
Oh. Well, anyway, it's going to be very cool having Captain Marvel come on, because if anyone can wait, can she do the dimension jump
thing? I have no idea.
No,
I honestly, out of all the superhero, like the Marvel, I really never kind of cared. Like, I never really got into Captain Marvel. I just love how after like Avengers, like they try to give us Ant-Man, and we're just like, no. You think you can give us Avengers and then give us Ant-Man?
I know, right? But Either way, it's the next movie is going to be fantastic. I hope that it comes. I don't know. I hope they surprise us with something a little bit fucking sooner. Yeah. But they're not. 2019. This thing's perfection year. Takes time.
I can wait until 2019. Like,
I can, because we got a lot of things to do this year. So I want to
really do.
I would like to. I would like to pace things. But
all right, guys. Like to pace things. You know.
Anything my else? Mouth is getting dry.
So. Yeah. Yeah. My mouth is getting wet.
What's happening with you?
Go ahead, Eric.
Capcom confirmed that Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate is coming to the West. As it came out last year in for the Switch. It came out last year in Japan, and they said it was not coming to the US, and now it is in August. I'm excited.
In a bizarre trend of events, they found out that people like to play Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it weird you go
from what a surprise.
I mean, did it seem this big before?
It
was always big in Japan, but here it wasn't nearly as big as it is now.
Yeah.
In the West.
Yeah.
But now it's like massive and you can't fucking get your dick out of it.
You really can't get away
from it. I mean, I never could get my dick out of it since like 2005 when I first played it on the PSP.
And I couldn't really get my dick out of it ever since like 2006 or 2007 whenever I went down to Florida and they introduced me to it.
Yeah.
And then basically. I got a PSP. And then all bets were off.
All of the bets.
I'm not going to lie. There's a possibility I might never play it again.
Dude, that's upsetting, man.
Very upsetting.
It's so good.
I'm gonna go back to Far Cry 5. I'm gonna stay in that for a while.
Really? I'm kind of done with.
And I don't want you guys to feel intimidated because I'm far. Like, I will gladly help you guys.
How's that? What?
I'm at a point now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing the weekly challenges, and I'm just like trying to redo all of the outposts without being detected.
Without being detected.
Are you gonna Are you gonna get Onrush? Onrush? Called Onrush? There's a new game coming out called Onrush. It actually kind of looks like The Crew.
I was gonna say, you can't just keep saying the name of it. You gotta tell
Onrush,
what
Onrush,
it's about.
Onrush.
Oh, it's Onrush. Okay.
Onrush.
Yeah.
San Francisco Rush.
So it yes. kind of looks like.
I buy that.
It kind of looks like
Rush 2049 2.
The Crew. Kind of looks like The Crew.
Yeah.
But it looks. I mean, it's gonna be pretty cool.
The only thing I know about this game is the name of it. Like, The Crew.
The beta is coming out May 17th to the 20th. Open beta.
I never got PS4 and Xbox One. For H1Z1, by the way.
Oh, you didn't get into that?
No.
I never checked if I did because I haven't played a game in fucking like 2 weeks.
Yeah, no. I got Dragon Dogma for PS4. Anywhere.
Did you?
Yeah. $20.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to fucking kill the first ogre, though.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to compare Dragon's Dogma too much to Dark Souls, which people who love Dark Souls
the fighting, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
People who love and play Dark Souls have a really difficult time comparing every other game that's kind of like Dark Souls to Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Because everything's kind of like Dark Souls, but not as good, so it's...
You're playing The Crew, it's like, this is kind of like the Dark Souls of racing.
This is like Dark Souls, but it's not like Dark Souls.
Wow. The Dark Souls of anime shooters, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Gal Gun 2.
Yep.
Yeah, that was $60. But...
Right now.
I will when we're done. How's that?
Battlestar Galactica, Dark Souls.
Yeah, dude. It's like the Avengers of Dark Souls.
This all confuses me so much.
This went south way.
All right, so next week, I think Thursday, we're going to be doing the Deadpool 2. Is that next Thursday?
I can't.
Okay.
I'll put that in the chat. Only because it's the anniversary.
Okay.
And if we're spending our, you know what we're spending our anniversary doing?
What?
Watching Deadpool.
So you're going to be there anyway. You're just not going to be there.
I'm going to be there, but I really won't be, so don't talk.
Okay.
Just pretend you don't.
So, AKA Dave and I can just go fuck ourselves over on the side, you know?
Yeah. Like normal.
Yeah. Right.
Like every other Tuesday.
So we'll be doing the lobby con. We'll be doing the lobby con at the Bangor Mall Cinema 10. Is that still the name of it?
Bangor Mall Cinemas.
Okay, Bangor Mall Cinema.
I don't know. Although if you ever drive by it, you'd think it would just call cinema.
I know. Because that's what it says. Saturday we're going to be at the Great Falls Comic Expo. That'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be there with Control of Thors and doing some PSVR and a little bit of podcasting.
Yep.
We will try to do that live, but I cannot promise that that one will actually be live.
I can almost promise that that won't happen.
Okay. We're going to promise to guarantee you that it will not happen.
This barely happened.
Yeah. We're going to promise. This almost didn't happen. I almost fucking rage quit. But then, again, July... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say. And then after this... podcast, immediately join Eric and I as we play the Dark Souls network test.
Perfect.
Immediately.
Actually, not immediately. Go anywhere. I gotta hook up my microphone and webcam.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so
stick around, folks.
Again, Pine State Con.
I hope the mic picked
that
up.
The one that we're throwing on with Will Hasketh. July 14th and 15th in Portland, Maine. That one is at the Elks Lodge, right off the interstate. It's actually super easy to get to. November 10th and 11th, that one's going to be in Bangor over at the Spectacular Events Center. Yep, I'm doing better. And there's a couple other things going on, but I don't have the dates in front of me.
So. Hey, we might be doing a Nor'easter Gaming thing.
I have to talk to you guys about that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for listening. Whatever the fuck just happened. And we'll chat with you a little bit later.
Toodles. Deuces.
Yeah. Whatever.
Pornhub.